I'd like you to share with me a few thoughts from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. May God bless his word to us. You'll notice there it's talking about a building. We've been talking a lot about a building this afternoon. But the building that I want to talk about in a few minutes, I want to say four things about it, is the building that's going to meet in this building. 1 Corinthians 3 and 16 says, ye are the temple of the living God. Ye are the temple of God. People constitute God's temple. Now the first thing I want to say about this building, which is going to meet in this building, and in a sense primarily what I'm saying is to the fellowship which is going to function here, but you come from another building that meets in another building, where you listen and apply these principles to your situation. The first thing is found in verse 20 of Ephesians 2, and are built upon, those two words, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, why are we built on the apostles and prophets? Why are they the foundation? Well, there are two possibilities. One, they were the early Christians. But more importantly, it is their teaching that we are built upon. Their teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul says, I have laid a foundation which no other can lay. You can't lay any other foundation than this, other than Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. That was the foundation that the apostles and prophets laid in their teaching. It's the foundation that the apostle Paul laid at Corinth. He said in chapter 2, verse 2, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And every living stone in the temple which will meet in this building is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ. They owe their very spiritual existence to that foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ. In that chapter in 1 Corinthians 3, Paul says some very solemn words. Would you turn for a moment, please? 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, that's what Peter Bray has been as far as this building you see here is concerned, but Paul says, I've been the master builder and I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Verse 12, for if any man build upon this foundation, and so on. Verse 14, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon. Four times over, Paul is saying, there's going to be a building upon. I've laid the foundation, but there's going to be a building upon that foundation. And he says, be careful how you build upon. And that word is primarily, I believe, to those who are going to preach the word of God in this building here. They have to be very careful. The foundation has been laid, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the superstructure is being erected upon that foundation. We've got a good foundation underneath this carpet, and we've got a good superstructure in keeping with that foundation. The foundation of the temple of God is Jesus Christ. And Paul says, you be very careful what kind of a superstructure you put on top of it. And I say to everyone who ever comes to speak from this pulpit, to every member of our assembly who ever stands up to build upon that foundation, take heed how you build upon it. because we want a superstructure on that lovely foundation which is in keeping with it. We don't want any wooden or hay or stubble superstructure, because on that coming day it will go up in a puff of smoke. We want gold, we want silver, we want precious stones to be built upon that foundation. So we have to be careful. The second phrase that I would bring to you from our reading, Ephesians chapter 2, is in verse 21. In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together. The next phrase is built together. We're built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're built together. You know, this building would never have been erected if truck after truck had merely dumped their load of materials and the pile had got higher and higher and higher. This building exists today because there was a lot of sawing off of parts, a lot of chiselling out, a lot of sanding back, a lot of pressing together, a lot of adjustments and readjustments. I can remember being up there somewhere along with a whole squad of people doing the high trapeze act, and Earl Tongs, who never got up that high, he was earthbound, he was down here on the saw bench cutting pieces of wood. Look up at the ceiling, would you, everybody? You think they're great long planks from one end of the building to the other. They're not. There are perhaps 200 in that bay and another 200 in that bay and another 200 in that bay. There are thousands of sticks of wood up there, and Earl cut most of them, I think. But up top there, we would be sending them back to Earl and we'd say, too short, Earl, or too long, Earl, or cut them half inch off this one, Earl. You remember that, Earl?
Yes, sir.
What were we doing? The building was being fitted together. And brothers and sisters, this building, which is going to meet in this building, has to be fitted together. And very often that's a painful process. There has to be a sawing off of this and a chiseling out of that and a sanding back of that and a pressing together and adjustments and readjustments. But it's necessary if the temple is to be erected to the glory of God. You know, this building would collapse if it were not fitly framed together. There have been many churches which have collapsed, and one of the prime reasons for their collapse has been this fact, that they have not maintained the unity of the Holy Spirit. They've allowed schism to come in, murmuring, criticism. And we don't want that. We want to be fitly framed together. Now there's a great warning for us back in chapter 3 of Corinthians. Chapter 3 of Corinthians, verse 16. It says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Many times this verse has been misapplied. I think we've linked it up with 1 Corinthians 6, where it says, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But he's not talking about that temple on this occasion. He is saying, ye are the temple of God. All of you believers together constitute one temple. And he says, if any man defiles that temple, him will God destroy. Now in the original, the word defile and the word destroy are exactly the same. And what God is saying here is, if you destroy that temple by your party spirit, one of you saying, I am of Paul and I am of Apollos and I am of Cephas and I am of Christ, you will destroy that temple, and God will measure out to you a serious punishment in line with the seriousness of your sin. Ye are the temple of God. They were destroying that temple at Corinth by following this man, that man, another man. And the devil is going to do his utmost to destroy the temple of God which he has begun to build here at Springwood. And one of his most subtle methods and successful methods is to get Christians fighting one another over the pettiest of issues. And that destroys the temple of God. And God says, I will deal with you severely. I will destroy you. I will deal with you as you have dealt with the temple of God. So it's very serious. Now, there's a secret here, a secret for being fitly framed together. In Ephesians 2 it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together. It's in him that we're going to grow. We've got to recognise that John Canaris, with all his idiosyncrasies, is in Christ. And I've got to see him in Christ. And Bill Lowe and Bob Dacus and all my fellow brethren and sisters, they're in Christ. We're members of the one body. And it's inconceivable that we should fight one another, as that my left hand and my right hand should get up in the morning and say, I don't like that ring on your fourth finger. I want it. You can't have it. Take that. Now, does that ever happen? In the physical body, it does not. Well, it ought not to happen in the spiritual body. We're all in him. We're parts of him. And it's only as we count upon that that we're going to grow together. We've looked upon the fact that we are built upon the foundation. We're built together. Now in verse 21 it says, verse 21, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple. It's a growing building. We're being built up. 1 Peter 2:5 says, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house. In a sense, this building around us is built up. But the building that meets in this building is growing. It's being built up. Into what? Well, Peter says, into a spiritual house. And Ephesians says, we're growing unto an holy temple. If we're not growing in holiness, we're not growing up. We may be getting new members. We may be getting the crowds. But as one person says, if that happens, you're just getting fat. You're not growing. We want to grow up into a spiritual house, into an holy temple. Now, part of the secret of that growth is the former point, because it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth. We only grow as we're fitly framed together.
Please turn the tape over at this point to side B for the continuation.
If we're not growing in holiness, we're not growing up. We may be getting new members. We may be getting the crowds. But as one person says, if that happens, you're just getting fat. You're not growing. We want to grow up into a spiritual house, into an holy temple. Now, part of the secret of that growth is the former point, because it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth. We only grow as we're fitly framed together. If we're not willing for the chiseling and the sawing and the sanding and the pressing and the adjustment, we won't grow. And if you're contemplating coming to this meeting to worship with us and you're not prepared to be fitly framed together, go somewhere else, please, because we want to grow. And we'll only grow as we're fitly framed together. We'll only grow as the bricks that are added to this temple are living stones. That means you have to have spiritual life. We don't want people who are dead wood. We want people who are living stones, who are going to contribute spiritual life just by their presence. They may never say much, that may not be their ministry, but just to be here because they're in touch with God, because his life is in them, they will contribute. We all contribute something. You've all contributed by being here this afternoon. Every Sunday when we come to break bread, we all contribute. Your sisters all contribute. Your brothers all contribute, whether you say anything or not. You see, we either make a positive or a negative contribution according to the condition that we are in before the Lord at the time. If we've come after a row with our wife, which we've not fixed up, we've made a contribution to the meeting, all right, a negative one. That's why there's been such a heaviness, such a lack of praise, such a lack of spontaneity. And oh, I see it as I move around. I come to meetings where there are probably 50 brethren and 3 or 4 have got anything to give to the Lord. It seems to me that there's a lot of dead wood in such meetings. We don't want that. We want living stones who've got a contribution to make. Now I want to say this too, that this building up process must never be circumscribed by the walls that surround this inner building. You see, this building can't expand. We haven't got any springs or any jacks that we can just wind to push out the walls or to lift the ceiling a bit higher. Its growth has finished. But the building within this building, there are no ends to its growth. And we don't want the growth of this assembly to be circumscribed by the walls of this building. I'm afraid that that's happened in many cases. The building which housed the assembly 50 years ago is still adequate to house the assembly now. Is there something wrong? Not necessarily, but it's food for thought. Now finally, verse 22. In whom ye also are builded together for. We're not only built upon, we're not only built together, we're not only built up, but we're built for. What are we built for? It says here, for an habitation of God through the Spirit. This building here was built to house the Springwood Christian Fellowship. But the building that's going to meet within this building is being built to house God. We want God to feel at home here. That's tremendous. And that is scriptural. Let's go back to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. The second part of the verse says, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will dwell in them. We want God to feel at home here. I feel sometimes God is very uncomfortable in some circumstances. Sometimes God doesn't feel happy to come inside the church. That's why in the book of Revelation you have the Lord Jesus outside the church door, not outside the door of the heart, outside the door of the church, saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. They were lukewarm. They made the Lord sick. I'll spew you out of my mouth. Did God feel at home in the church of Laodicea? No. We want him to feel at home here. But have you noticed the context of 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16? Verse 16a says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Ye are the temple of God, and God is the exclusive inhabitant of that temple. He will not share rooming rights with anyone else. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? God will not share the temple that will live in this temple with this temple. If we come here and sit proudly admiring the curtains and the exposed beams and the Chinese lanterns and our handiwork and feel proud at what we've accomplished, that pride is idolatry. And God says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? And God will spend that hour and a half out on the footpath. and we'll have a dead meeting. Oh, we'll pump up a little bit of enthusiasm. We'll sing some rousing numbers from the Believer's Hymn Book. And I think many times on a Sunday morning, we have to prop it up. Such a long lull in the worship that some dear elder has got to fill in just for the sake of appearances. But there's very little spontaneity in our hearts. Now, isn't that right, brothers and sisters? Because God is grieved. We are not walking with Him. We're not living before Him. It's almost humorous to read from 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Just to fill you in on the story, you remember that the Israelites were at war with the Philistines and they thought that the Ark of God would be a lucky charm to save them in battle, and it didn't save them in battle. And the Philistines captured the Ark of God and they took it and they set it up in the house, in the temple of their god Dagon. Let me read you this humorous little story. And the Philistines took the Ark of God and they brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold, and only the stump of Dagon was left to him. The margin says, only the fishy part. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? That ark represented the living God. The living God can't dwell with idols like Dagon. One of them has got to go. In this case, it was Dagon. But if we cling to our idolatry, you say, I'm not an idolater, aren't you? Covetousness is idolatry. Covetousness is idolatry. Are you satisfied with what you've got, or are you hankering after a colour TV or a home at the Gold Coast and you won't be happy till you get it? You're an idolater. You're an idolater. And God will not dwell with idolatry. Pride is idolatry. As I said, this building can become an idol. We've given it over to the Lord. Grant that we might leave it there. And so, brethren, and sisters and dear friends who've joined us today, I just want to say these four things. Not about this building around us, but the building which God has begun to construct within this outer building. It's built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets as taught to us in the Word of God. And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Now the cornerstone is in the foundation as thought, and it holds that foundation together. And the walls are aligned by that cornerstone. And we want Jesus Christ to hold us together. We want Him to be our alignment. We want to measure up faithfully to Him. We're not only built upon, but we're being built together, fitly framed together. It's a painful process. Pray God will be willing for it, that we might love one another, and that the world out there might know that we're His disciples because we love one another. And then we're built up, we're growing, but we want to grow into a spiritual house. We want to grow into a holy temple in the Lord as living stones are added to it. And as we're fitly framed together. And finally, never forget the purpose of this building. We're being built for an habitation of God through the Spirit.